It is world famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ. Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. What's up with Florida today? A woman was pulled over for doing 120 miles per hour, and she didn't understand why she was pulled over. In People Are Dumb, a school board member in a school board meeting told a student, "Wow, you're hot," which doesn't seem great. The 420 catch of the day today, we've got new music for you. That's our new music feature. And in the 5 o'clock hour, we have tickets for Bleachers, both here at the Sound Space at K-Rock and at the Troubadour. And we will continue with the Strokes in Japan. K-Rock, hello.
Hey, what's up, Kevin?
What's happening?
Winning.
Wow, that is a great story. That's the American dream right there, right?
A man in Florida was standing outside his truck on a freeway, dancing in a construction hard hat and nothing else. What's up with Florida? It's coming up next on K-Rock.
Well, calls about a reckless driver in the Keys led police to find a naked man dancing along US 1.
A naked man dancing on the side of the road. What's up with Florida is next. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. Kevin Ryder in the afternoon with more chances for you to win tickets to see the Strokes. It's K-Rock Mile High Club, destination number 12. You get tickets to see him at Just Like Heaven, and you get on the standby boarding list for a shot to see him again at Summer Sonic Festival in Japan, and your next chance to win in less than 20 minutes on K-Rock.
From the gators out in Tampa to the weirdos in Dade County, why's a man on bath salts wrestling a tree? He proposed to an alligator, then he stole a pink Corolla. What the? It's Kevin Ryder's What's Up with Florida.
A man was arrested in Florida for reckless driving in Key Largo and also for nude dancing on the freeway.
Well, calls about a reckless driver in the Keys led police to find a naked man dancing along US 1.
This man, Timothy Mahoney, was outside of his truck and wearing only a construction hard hat. Nothing else. Why exactly would you wear a hard hat while dancing naked? You want to be safe in case something falls out of the sky? I think I'd be worried about the other head.
Yesterday afternoon, according to Monroe County Sheriff's Office, 55-year-old Timothy Mahoney was arrested on charges of DUI.
So his truck was next to him, and it turns out, I know this is a surprise, he had been drinking.
Drug possession and resisting arrest.
Oh, right. When the police showed up, they said, "Hey, why are you dancing here in just a hard hat?" And the guy grabbed his bong and tried to take a hit off it while the police were right there. And they said, "Hey, that's possession." And then he tried to fight them over the bong so that he could at least take one more hit on it. So while he was fighting them for that, that's resisting arrest.
A man drink like that and he don't eat, he is going to die.
Hey, Rock, hello, who's this?
Hi, it's Michelle from Huntington Beach.
Hi, Michelle from Huntington Beach. You're caller 20.
No way.
Yes, so you got tickets to see the Strokes when they play Just Like Heaven here in Southern California, and you're also on the standby boarding list for a shot to see him again at the Summer Sonic Festival in Japan.
Oh, so stoked. Can't wait. So happy.
I'm not positive ChatGPT is always helpful. I do a podcast called Three Fourths Human. It's me, it's Kat Corbett, it's Sluggo, who works here at K-Rock. And that's the three of the four. And then the fourth is ChatGPT, you know what I'm trying to say, in its speaking mode. We've been doing it for a year, and it is so many prompts have changed to try to get it to be what we want it to be. And you can listen to the podcast on the Odyssey app or Spotify or Apple, or you can watch the commercial-free video at patreon.com. Just look for Three-Fourths Human. Spell it out. As you know, the original settings are incredibly nice, like librarian-ish. But it's also encouraging, no matter what you're saying, almost to the point of being sycophantic. So this guy has given ChatGPT the job of reviewing his music. And his music is just fart sound effects.
I sent ChatGPT an audio file of a series of fart sound effects and asked what it thinks of my music.
Okay, so here's the actual sound that he sent ChatGPT. And then told it was his music, and he asked ChatGPT for an honest review of his music.
And this is what it said. "I listened to your track. Here's a straight, honest reaction.
So weird thing one about ChatGPT is it will always try to convince you that what it's saying is real. Even if it's a complete lie, ChatGPT will try to make you believe that it's real.
First impression. It has a cool, lo-fi, late-night, slightly eerie vibe.
To me, it seems like the vibe is a little more farty.
It feels more like an atmosphere piece than a traditional song.
I mean, it changes the atmosphere. Does that count?
Which actually works in its favor. It reminds me of something that would play over a Quiet City montage or end credits.
I don't think it's trying to be funny, but a Quiet City montage with this in it? Or ending credits with this in it? Is hilarious. Got a song I think you'll love for the 420 catch of the day in 1 hour. That is the latest from The Strokes called Going Shopping, and we are giving you a chance to see The Strokes at Just Like Heaven and also get on the standby boarding list for a shot to see him again at the Summer Sonic Festival in Japan. Another chance for you to win coming up this afternoon on K-Rock. It's Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. This past Saturday night, coming from Coachella, was desperate for some McDonald's. I just needed a quarter pounder cheese meal. And I stopped at a McDonald's drive-thru and I ordered that. And they gave me my bag and I drove off. And it had two cheeseburgers in it instead of the quarter pounder with cheese. And you know what I did? I ate it because it's fast food. So just take your food, put it in your pie hole and shut up. This story comes out of Seattle. They say they responded to reports of men inside a fast food restaurant. Police say the suspects had previously ordered food and were unhappy with their order. After leaving the area, they returned and began arguing with one of the employees. The conversation became hostile. This is crazy. More aggressive, they began yelling. Seeing the men with weapons, the employee pressed a duress alarm, alerting police. And they showed up and found a 21-year-old was armed with a short-barreled rifle and a 30-round magazine and appeared intoxicated. He also had a $5,000 DUI warrant for his arrest. Police booked both men into the King County Jail for harassment and multiple weapons offenses. Listen, it's fast food. You take what they give you. You move on out of the way and let somebody get the food behind you. If it's not what you ordered, it's fast food. Put it in your mouth. Shut up. Coming up in the next half hour on the world famous K-Rock, we have three things at four and the 420 catch of the day on the way on K-Rock. This is K-Rock. It's Kevin Ryder and Megan Holliday with three things at four on the way.
I'm going to tell you about an 82-year-old karaoke legend.
K-Rock 106.7 KROQ. It's Kevin Ryder in the afternoon with the 420 catch of the day on the way. Megan Holliday is here with three things at four.
K-Rock. K-Rock. K-R-O-Q.
Three things at four.
Number one, a Northern California retirement community hosts what residents are calling the wildest karaoke night in generations, with the usually quiet hall buzzing with laughter, applause, flashing disco lights, and a video is going crazy viral of 82-year-old Tim Keller, who stepped up to the microphone and surprised everyone with a bold rendition of Trap Queen by Fetty Wap. So in your mind, imagine the character of Up, you know, the Pixar movie Up.
Sure, that old
imagine
guy.
That man singing this song. Here we go.
He was so good.
And honestly, this is where I'm trying to retire. This just looked like a blast.
That's pretty
Number
great.
Two, a new dating trend is taking off across the country where instead of swiping on apps, people are literally pitching their single friends on stage to a live audience. It's called Date My Friend, a new event series launched in January 2026 by two California friends who are tired of dating. You know, you get the dating app burnout. And the idea is simple. You get up in front of a a crowd and give a short presentation about why your friend is funny, kind, attractive, and somehow still single. After the pitches, everyone mingles in person and people can connect the old-fashioned way, face-to-face. The events have already spread from LA to New York and beyond, with themed nights for different age groups and communities. And organizers say the goal is to bring back real-world matchmaking where your friends do the selling instead of an algorithm. So it's kind of like Shark Tank, but for your love life, for your friend's love life.
That sounds terrible.
I think it sounds a lot better than these dating apps, which are absolutely horrible.
Guys, I'm serious. He's really funny.
He's really cool.
Yeah, you like him.
And number three, a longtime Chicago music fan known as the Chicago Tape Guy recorded more than 10,000 live concerts over four decades, and now a volunteer team across the U.S. and Europe is working to digitize the entire collection and upload it online for free through the Internet Archive. The recordings include early performances from bands like Nirvana, R.E.M., The Cure, Sonic Youth, your favorite Bjork, and many of these were captured before they were famous. Volunteers are literally transferring the original cassette and DAT tapes in real time using restored tape decks and then cleaning up the audio, identifying set lists, adding metadata, and organizing everything so it is searchable online. One archivist alone has digitized more than 5,500 tapes since late 2024, and the full project is expected to take several more years to complete as thousands of aging tapes are preserved before they degrade. But I can't wait to dig into this archive.
I can't wait for you to dig into this archive.
I'm Megan Holiday. That was three things at four on K-Rock. K-R-O-Q.
K-Rock's 420.
Catch of the day.
A monster catch of the day.
This is a song called Freak It Out by the band Dexter and the Moon Rocks. They are from Abilene, Texas. They were formed in 2021. They are known for blending Southern alternative and alt rock into what they call Western Space Grunge. They describe themselves as sad space cowboys. I like this song. It's called Freak It Out, Dexter and the Moon Rocks. It is the 420 catch of the day on K-Rock. That is a band called Dexter and the Moon Rocks. The song is called Freak It Out, and that is the 420 catch of the day on K-Rock. We want to get you tickets to see The Strokes at Just Like Heaven.
And also get on the standby boarding list to see them again in Japan. So your shot to win is coming up on the world famous K-Rock.
We have two different chances for you to watch Bleachers.
You're going to see them in the Sound Space on April 21st and also at the Troubadour on September 10th.
I had to win those tickets coming up next on K-Rock. It's Kevin Ryder, Megan Holiday, talking about a fast food story a little while ago. Seattle PD says they responded to reports of armed men inside a fast food restaurant.
Oh, boy, because you always need weapons when you're going into a fast food restaurant.
They say the suspects had previously ordered food and were, quote, unhappy with their order.
Oh, my God.
After leaving the area, they returned and began arguing again with one of the employees. How mad can you be? It's fast food.
Oh, my God. Because their order was wrong or something, right?
Yeah, but I was saying this past Saturday night after Coachella, I went through McDonald's drive-thru. They didn't get it right. They gave me two cheeseburgers instead of a double whatever.
Yeah,
quarter pounder with cheese. And you know what? It's fast food.
And you know what you did? You ate both cheeseburgers.
Just put it in your pie hole. Pie hole. Shut up and get out of everyone else's way.
And if you're going to go back, just go back without weapons and get the right order.
The conversation became hostile. The suspects became more and more aggressive. And seeing the men with weapons, the employee pressed a duress alarm, alerting police. And the police showed up. One of the guys, a 21-year-old, was armed with a short-barreled rifle and a 30-round magazine.
Oh, my God.
How wrong could that order have been? That's insanity.
That's quite an overreaction.
This is why I always feel bad for people in the service industry that have to deal with dickwads.
100%.
Let's be honest. They're just... What are you doing?
It's absolutely ridiculous.
How unhappy can you be?
I know.
To go back to a fast food restaurant with weapons.
Yeah.
What?
Absolutely. Zero to one zillion. So unnecessary.
It just makes zero chance. That's why I feel bad for everybody in the service industry.
Yes.
I know some people can be nice, but I would assume 70-30 bad?
Yeah. I mean, I worked in restaurants.
You did, okay.
I did. And yeah, you were always dealing with dickwads.
Yeah.
It was just part of it, you know? And then people that wouldn't leave tips and they would like stake out their tables forever or whatever, just pull your manager aside because you were a little bit late bringing their drink or whatever it was,
oh,
you know?
God.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so we have tickets for you to see Bleachers a week from today.
Yeah.
April 21st, and then again at the Troubadour September 10th. So we've got that for the best call and or text. You worked in the service industry and you had to deal with dickwads.
Yeah.
That's the topic today. 800-520-1067. We're taking phone calls if you're in the service industry and you had to work with dickwads.
So call us at 800-520-1067. Best call. You're going to see Bleachers twice in the Sound Space and again at the Troubadour.
We are taking your phone calls if you're in the service industry.
And you had to deal with dickwads. 800-520-1067. Best call. We're going to get you out to see Bleachers in the Sound Space and then again at the Troubadour.
All right. You worked in the service industry?
Hey, I got a great story about a service industry.
Let's hear it.
All right. So I was a waiter and I had a party of about, I don't know, 12, 15, but you would get gratuity on them. It was a nice old guy. It was his birthday. His whole family was there. Super sweet, kind people, except for one lady. And, you know, their food came in, they had drinks, like $400 or $500 check. So I was making at least $100 in tips. The one lady decided to talk to my manager and complain about the service so they would comp the entire bill.
What?
And they did it?
And my manager, she was this pushover just trying to keep everybody happy. There was absolutely no reason. There was nothing wrong with their food. It came at a good time. We were busy, but they got all their drinks on time. So this lady complained, they comped the entire check, I got a write-up, and I lost a $100 tip, ruined my entire day.
Oh, man, that would make me so mad.
The birthday guy, the older nice guy, even came over and thanked me for a great time, because I was joking with him, you know, being a server.
Right.
Shook my hand and thanked me and everything. I just wanted to go talk to that lady. Oh, man, I wanted to rip her a new one. I was so mad.
And I bet she does that everywhere she goes. You know what I mean?
You know, she literally just complained just to get it all comp.
Yeah, of course.
And ruined my day. Got, you know, just, oh.
K-Rock, hello.
All right, so one time I was working at Amari's, and a bunch of clowns came in after a clown convention, and I had to wait on them.
And wait, hold on. How many is a bunch?
Yeah, there were like five.
Five clowns. Okay. Full makeup.
Full clown costume.
Wow.
And they came in, and the crazy thing was, they were all kind of, I can't say it on the radio, but they were not cool.
They were a-holes.
That's it.
They were
a-holes.
Yes.
Yeah.
You don't expect that out of a clown.
Out of a clown, man. I mean, really. It's ridiculous.
Did anything in particular happen?
Yeah, the worst part is at the end, the guy tipped me in, like, baubles, you know, like little chatty teeth and, like, just, like, big coins and all this kind of stuff.
There was, like, go to hell, no clown guy.
No way.
Whatever he had in his pocket. Yeah, it was ridiculous. I think it was a balloon in it. Yeah, it was
bubble gum. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
K-Rock, hello.
Yes, I was a waitress at a cafe down in Venice on the boardwalk.
Right. And Venice is a circus 24/7?
Oh, yeah, it absolutely was. It was crazy.
And what happened?
Well, there were two managers there, and each week someone got fired.
What?
You walk back on the bulletin board to see who name was on the wasn't on the list.
Oh, my God.
And this went on for a couple of months, and I asked people why. And it turns out the owner was complaining about the profits, but the guys were putting the profits up their nose.
So they were worried about the profits, and they were putting it up their nose.
Maybe less up the nose if you're worried about the profits.
And then on top of it, they were coercing the girls to go upstairs and say, hey, we've got a great room up there where you can see all over in the beach and have a beautiful view.
They were coercing the girls to go up there?
Oh, my God.
So he kept bugging me. So I stuck my head in the doorway. I looked up there, and there's a bunch of mattresses. And that's when I said, I'm out of here.
Hmm. Then you say just a room full of mattresses.
Yeah. Pretty much what it was.
That's not great.
That's disgusting. No.
No, it's pretty bad.
No, that's bad.
No.
Nope. You worked in the service industry and you had to deal with dickwads.
Call us at 800-520-1067.
We're talking about you worked in the service industry and you had to deal with dickwads.
323 said, day two at Carl's, I was jumped on by a naked man who tried to kiss me. My coworkers laughed and watched, saying it was initiation, which sounds about right. Oh my God, the stuff they have to deal with.
Yep, 800-520-1067. We are taking your phone calls if you work in the service industry and you have to deal with dickwads.
You can call or text right now, 800-520-1067.
A job I could never, ever do. I would get fired immediately. If being in the service industry and having to deal with dickwads, that is the topic today. And for the best call,
you're going to go see Bleachers here in the Sound Space and then see them again at the Troubadour.
All right. You were in the service industry?
Okay. So I've worked in food service whole adult life. And I think my worst story was one of my jobs. The bathroom was in the back of the kitchen, so it wasn't a public restroom. But we would let customers go if they asked.
Right.
It's a busy Saturday. I'm talking line out the door, crying babies. You know, dogs peeing in the lobby.
Excellent.
And we got a fire truck about a street down. And we let the firemen use the restroom. No disrespect to first responders. This is not meant to call anyone out. And they all use the restroom one by one. I go in after to clean it. There is more pee on the toilet seat than in the bladders of every American combined. I could not believe what was happening.
Oh, my God.
Did it look like they did it on purpose?
I think you have to try.
Yeah. Because it's not that hard. And they're used to pointing hoses.
Oh, my God.
If you're pointing, it should go in the water. But this is, like, on the backsplash of the toilet. It's on the floor.
I wish we had video of the guys walking out going, you'll never believe that bathroom.
I drew a flower.
They walked out all silent.
I love it.
Polite. Oh, thanks so much. Have a great day. And I'm like, yeah, thanks for letting me, like, clean your pee up. You know?
Oh, my God.
K-Rock, hello.
Hello.
Hi there. Service industry.
I work at a restaurant in Beverly Hills. Mm-hmm. And obviously, as you can imagine, a bunch of celebrities come in. And one day, this A-list star comes in with their wife. And every single thing he relays to his wife and then back to me. And I, you know, have to do my job and say, do you want that with arugula? And they're like, what's arugula? And then so I answer, and then the wife answer, and then they're like, well, would I like that? And I, you know, I wait for the wife because I don't know. And they're like, no, I don't think so. And
wait,
like,
so
no,
so you had to go through the wife to get any answer from the husband?
Any answer from the husband, A-list celebrity, the wife has to relay, like, she's repeating what I say to him, even though he can hear me.
Oh, my God.
What the hell is going on?
You're just a lowly server.
I know. And it's, I mean, the wife is famous, too, but she would deign to talk to me at the very least. And, you know, I'm just trying to be, like, as nice as I can and act like this is normal, even though it's totally not normal. And,
right.
But at least they tipped nicely. If they came back and did it again, it would be fine.
Give us one example of something that one of them was in.
Well, they're not an actor.
Not an actor.
Huh. Musician?
Yes.
Ah.
Interesting.
Hmm. And they're both
certainly
famous.
Having a big few weeks.
They've been having, oh.
But I'm not going to confirm or deny.
It's for an
I'm not going to confirm or deny.
Oh!
All right, if it's you say I'm not going to confirm or deny.
I don't want to lose my job. I still
want Yeah, we don't want that.
No, we don't want that either. No, we don't want that at all.
Oh my God, yeah, it's beep.
Oops, sorry.
It's beep. I got it though. I got it.
Yep, you nailed it. Well done. Who's clowns? Give me
okay,
clowns.
Yeah,
guy.
That's Patrick.
Patrick.
Yeah.
Patrick, hi.
Hey, how's it going?
Had to serve five clowns and they were dicks.
Yeah, they were.
And they tipped you with chattering teeth and coins.
That's the worst part.
That's the best part.
Like a balloon.
It was a big tab, too. It was like $180 for the little stuff they got. Yeah, it was ridiculous.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness. Well, hey, listen, it has all paid off, my friend.
You're a winner.
Oh, hell yeah. Let's go.
Yeah. You're going to come see Bleachers Let's in the go. Sound Space and then see them again at the Troubadour.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yes, sir.
But you got to wear a clown suit. We have tickets for you to see The Strokes in Japan.
We're going to get you on the standby boarding list, and you'll see them at Just Like Heaven. Be caller 20 coming up at 6 on K-Rock.